Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Bum, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Maybe let's save it for that, because it's Falcons-related. Okay. It's a Falcons-related story.
There's a Mamas.
A tweet out
mamas,
there.
Mamas.
Much like yesterday's big story of the day when we played Raheem talking about the possibility of Kirk coming back next year, I'll just preemptively say I'm not the one that's reporting this. I'm just going to read a tweet from a reporter in 20 minutes about the Falcons and general interest that they might have in a potential coaching candidate.
Are you trolling?
Right? No, I'm not trolling. I'm just reading the news.
I hear you, man.
I don't get to decide what the news is. I wish I did.
I know. I know you just finished doing the college football corner, and we get to Bo in 1 second. But Bro Pribula is going into the transfer portal. Kid that went to Missouri from Penn State.
Right around this same time.
Right around the same time.
He likes going in the portal. Because
remember he had to leave because Penn State won and something he had to put it. And so I saw this thing and the guy was like, and I remember maybe how long has NIL been around? Whatever.
4 years?
Yeah. And I remember it might have been 2 years ago when Lane Kiff was like, if you're a portal quarterback, you should go in every year just to get a bigger raise. And now you look at all the players and all the quarterbacks. This is a hell of a portal class of quarterbacks, you know, that are going into the portal.
It's true.
This is a hell of a class when you think about that. And the reason I'm saying that is because this NFL draft class, we were talking about the kid from Duke.
Yeah.
You know, getting
Pensa.
Pensa. Like, if he declares, he's going to be, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in this draft because all the like Sellers and maybe Arts and these boys. And then we still don't know what Ty Simpson's going to do, you know, according to a lot of people. If he plays well against Oklahoma because of the exotic of what they do defensively, that could help him, his stock go and everything.
Well,
and
it wasn't 6 weeks ago. Ty Simpson was probably the
number one pick.
Quarterback.
You remember that? And then he struggled down the stretch. Sean Mateer, he was a guy who they were talking about him as a possible number one pick. If he plays good, what does he do? I mean, it could be a situation where some of these playoff games or some of these quarterbacks that has eligibility left could be a situation where Ty Simpson goes back to school.
Yeah.
Where
Dante Moore
goes back to school. That's another kid who they're talking about him top three.
Yeah.
You know, because of the potential and all those things he has. But he still will have the option to go back to school. So there's so many quarterbacks.
Because I think he's a true
junior.
Yeah.
Or is he redshirt sophomore?
He's true.
He's a true, okay.
Or, well, yeah, one of the other. But he's in his third year.
Yeah. And so you have that situation. So when you look at, like, this portal of all these quarterbacks with Lagway and all these boys, we talk about the shift in college football and the – like, one of these quarterbacks getting the right spot, and then it can elevate them to the
– Exactly. Look at Fernando Mendoza.
That was the example I was going to use.
The guy was a nice prospect at Cal, and people kind of knew who he was, and – then he goes there and 13-0 Heisman Trophy.
Heisman Trophy and potential number one pick.
Yeah. Well, and look at Ohio State last year. The guy they got from Kansas State, right? The quarterback that they won the national championship.
I was like, that dude can't win on national championship. Well, he can win everybody else around him with those.
Sure can when he's handing it to those two running backs and throwing it to Jeremiah.
When everybody around
and
those guys,
then Carnell Tate, I thought about
this one was like, because like I know he drives the old pickup and everything like that. You don't think Gunner's people are negotiating right now?
He's going to get more money.
Yeah, he's going to get more money.
Yeah, now he might not enter the portal to get more money, but he's going to get more money.
But it ain't going to be a situation where Georgia goes to him and like, hey, you know what?
Oh, great.
You think that you deserve a pay raise? No, it's going to be Gunner and his people. Hey, Kirby. It's your boy.
I mean,
it's your boy.
We won a lot of games.
It's your boy.
Can't they just give him some cows or something?
Maybe.
He got like four cows and a goat for Christmas one year. You know, he's a simple country boy, Randy.
Oh my God.
He just wants the simple life. He's not wooed by these modern conveniences like NIL. He drives a 40-year-old truck.
Yeah, because he saves his money. All that money that George is about to give him.
I'm sure he's going to get some money.
Yeah.
I know he's already getting money, yes. And I'm sure he's going to get some more money. And he should. He's the quarterback at Georgia. Whatever they're paying him, he's worth more than that.
What is wrong with people, man? That's why they need to ban AI. Why they got a gingerbread woman stripper and a bunch of marshmallows tipping? Like, this is just...
Because you can.
This is absurd.
That sounds kind of...
Look at that.
Sounds like maybe... I don't know.
Look at that.
Send that to me. Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Hey, why? What the hell?
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Where they put the bubblegum drops? Is that what gumdrops are called? Bubblegum drops?
Yeah. Gumdrops.
You moving around?
I don't know.
Goodness gracious.
Made her worse.
I'm going to find out.
Goodness gracious. But she fine, though.
Hey, so look here. Tonight at your local movie theater, Avatar Fire and Stone?
Fire and Ash.
That's the irrelevant part.
Okay,
comes out tonight.
Oh, tonight. At those bar.
If anybody's going to go see it, I don't need to know how this movie was. I will watch it eventually on 3D at home, probably. I want to know. 1 year from today, Avengers Doomsday hits theaters. They are purposefully releasing Avengers Doomsday trailers before Avatar, Fire, and Ash. There's four different trailers. All right. Now, I've seen internet leaks and whatnot, and I have no idea what's AI generated and what's not. So if you get a clean video of one, or if you have a good link, you know, send it to your boy at Jedi Sports Radio on the Twitter. And I don't want you to get in trouble and get kicked out of a theater. I don't need you to name the theaters till they come after you for filming or something. But, you know, if you run across one,
yeah,
I would like to see
it. Are they not putting it online? They're just doing it in theaters?
They're going to try not to. Now, there was a leak about 3 or 4 days ago. It'll be there eventually. I just don't know if it'll be there as soon as, like, today. I don't think they would put it online.
That's a cool
marketing idea. There are people that will go see this movie
to
see the Avengers.
I
would do it if I didn't have things to do.
Yeah, that's wild. You got to love the Avengers a lot.
Yes.
To go see a different movie.
I just can't wait for this movie, man.
You can't wait for what movie?
The Avengers Doomsday.
Who's in the Avengers? Which one is that? Is that
Robert Downey Jr. playing Dr. Doom?
Hold on, I thought he was the other guy.
He's Iron Man.
He died.
And so, hold on. So he's going to come back reincarnated as who?
Well, so there's multiple dimensions in this, multiple realities in this world, this universe or whatever. So it's not the same. He's not reincarnated.
Right. He's only the same person to us.
Him from another dimension.
Wait. Is it referenced that he was Iron Man in this reality?
Probably not.
Okay.
This is completely different.
It's just the same actor to us.
Same actor. Different. Probably even may have gone by Tony Stark at one point in his life. Now he is Dr. Doom. He's from a totally different dimension.
Wait. Okay, so I don't understand, but I don't need to.
Okay.
In that reality,
that
Tony Stark becomes Doomsday instead of becoming Iron Man.
I'm not going to see it.
We
don't want your explanation,
Nate. That's not what I'm saying.
We don't want it.
That's not what I was going to say, Randy.
We're good.
I would just suggest you don't have to sit through Fire and Ash. Like, just buy a ticket to see the trailer.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of damn money to go to the theater to see the trailer. Some people are going to do it.
I would buy the ticket to see the trailer.
How much is a movie running you these days if you're going?
Oh, if you can get, down the street from where
bucks?
We are, we got a nice little theater, NCG, where you can get in for $15-$16. Okay. You know, and get a, depending on the time,
I can't go to the movie theaters really no more. Guys, it's been just
so expensive. They all offer dinner now and drinks and such.
And yes,
you know?
And yes, I have to buy it.
Yeah.
So people, you don't got to buy it. Yeah, I have to. Because I'm not going to a movie theater that don't have a bar.
It's a completely different dimension of watching movies, and it's a lot more fun, but it's so pricey.
Yeah.
And it's very expensive. So they put microphones in front of NFL players yesterday, which was a lot of fun. I got a few of them here for you. So, but before that. So Rusty and Zeno were talking about this in the last show. So what if, say the Pop-Tart Bowl, since I mentioned that one yesterday in the back page, what if instead of just being the Pop-Tart Bowl that Georgia Tech's going to go play in, what if you rename the Pop-Tart Bowl the Pop-Tart Bowl for the Group of Five National Championship?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about that idea? Giving Group of Five their own championship bracket.
I love it.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm all for it.
If you're good enough to be in the top 12, then put you in the real playoff.
I'm all for it.
Right.
No auto bid. Just give them. I think that's when you get more and more into NIL with these schools having literally a $1 million budget going up against powerhouses that have $25, $50 million budgets.
Yeah, I heard them. James Madison has less money in NIL budget than one of the players on Oregon's defense is getting this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they have a $1.5 million defensive lineman, Oregon does, and James Madison has $1 million in NIL.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's not really the same sport.
No, it's not.
So yeah, no, I'm totally for that.
I totally agree. Right?
And the other thing about that is like, the hard part is James Madison is going to get. They're getting a lot of money from this. Like being in this field is going to help their program out a lot. Not allowing them to be in it, however they restructure it, whatever, is going to cost teams that could have gotten into it a little bit of money. But I don't know. Wouldn't it be more fun to be able to win a thing?
Yeah.
You know, like you're going to play against teams that are sort of similar skill levels and similar financial availability and all that. Because it, you know, of the four games that are played this week, the intrigue among James Madison fans is not going to lessen if they're playing in a different tournament, if it is for a national championship. The highest priced ticket in college football this weekend is not one of the four playoff games.
No.
It's Montana versus Montana State in Bozeman because that's a huge deal and it's a playoff game and they're rivals and all that stuff. So, like, yeah, I think playing like competition would be a smart thing.
I think it'd be great.
I do too.
And then, yeah, you know, and then so are Tulane fans, well, that might be a bad example. Are they going to travel? Are they more apt to travel to go watch Tulane get their ass kicked by Ole Miss, or would they be more apt to travel to watch Tulane play in a championship game versus somebody else?
Right.
Out of, you know, so I don't know.
And then I do like the idea, too, of like, you
Tulane's
know,
got a little bit of money, so their fans, they'd
still,
probably travel.
If you're
anyway,
still but. Playing the schedule where you take on Ole Miss in a regular season or some of these other teams, and you go undefeated and you are a top 12 or 16
by
ranked
all means,
team,
welcome to the
come
playoff.
On. Come yeah, on over. Come on, if you can do it, for sure. But no auto bids.
So, you, Randy, you mentioned this audio earlier. It's Puka, and I don't know how y'all feel about this. We've talked about it before, but look, I would be all for full-time referees year-round, do training camps where they're actually watching tape and test them before they come in the league. So what Puka is saying here about the refs being crappy, I don't fully agree with, but he does kind of have a point in my eyes.
The refs are the worst because there's just some of the rules aren't them. Like, these guys are lawyers and like they want to be on TV too, bro. Like the game, you don't think he's texting his friends in the group chat like, yo, you guys just saw me Sunday Night Football? Like that was
no way.
Like that wasn't PI. Like, but I called it. I was like,
seriously, they do that.
I mean, these guys are normal human beings too.
I hate when
I don't think that.
I hate when that happens. On that kind of platform.
Yeah, and then idiots get their mind blown.
Yes, and idiots get their mind blown by something like that.
Guys are you playing the game with?
Oh, yeah. Like, dude.
Bruh.
Yeah. I don't know who the hell podcast or whatever that was. I thought Puka was a nice young gentleman.
Turns out
quiet.
Puka
turns out
might
Puka,
be an idiot.
Puka's a damn dumbass. God, that's so annoying. That's why I had a problem with that damn Aaron Foster boy. Like, don't do that. You know what I mean? Don't.
What was he up to?
Oh, it's rigged and it's script
right.
And all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
don't
do that. Well, especially because look,
yeah, man.
You guys are in the league. People are going to take what you say seriously if you're saying these things.
Don't do that.
I will say, I have noticed the head officials, like the ones that give the announcements on TV, have all gotten very like strong.
Well, I mean, Ed, like Ed.
I know Ed Oculi set the
smaller shirts.
He set the tone. Now they're all wearing little DJ Shockley mediums, and they're all doing their curls before they go out there.
Yeah, that's all they want to do.
It's an uptick in referee steroids.
Yeah,
I think.
Stop going on these damn.
Think those guys take like voice lessons and voice coaching too?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm gonna see if that voice would get them elevated to the next step. I mean, I could see a degree of I would want to be on TV. I don't know about making a horrible call on
national TV. If you know
TV
you're going
to
be on TV, you want to look good and sound good, right? I would think.
You also have a whole group of officials making calls, and only one guy goes and is shown on TV.
That's right. That's why that guy's doing the triangle pushups. The other guys aren't. Yeah, I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'll be honest with you. If at any point during your explanation of something the word bruh is involved,
you need to leave it alone.
I probably don't believe you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm probably just like, all right, never mind. Everything you said's erased. It's gone. It's like that little Men in Black flashy thing. Gone. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.